Welcome to the Austria Show of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a large audience. My guest today is Clara Douai from EDC Paris Business School. She recently published an article entitled Structure and Dynamics of Precarious Entrepreneurial Sub-Ecosystem in a Developed Country. She co-authored this paper with Karim Messegem and Walid Nakara. Clara, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Vincent, for having me today. It's a great pleasure.
Can you tell us, what is the origin of your paper? Why did you decide to address this particular topic? And what is the key question you aim to answer?
So this paper is very closely connected to my PhD work. I wrote it with my former PhD supervisors, and my thesis was actually about entrepreneurs in precarity in developed countries. Because unfortunately, even if we live in developed countries, precarity is real. It could be long-term unemployment, social exclusion, discrimination, and this affects people's ability to become entrepreneurs. This is why during my PhD, we realized that while we talk about entrepreneurial ecosystem, we rarely talk about ecosystems that support precarious entrepreneurs. So the core question of the paper became, how is precarious entrepreneurial sub-ecosystem structured within a broader entrepreneurial ecosystem? Because such ecosystem is actually a sub-ecosystem in a larger one. And the motivation behind this research is very clear. We genuinely want to understand how ecosystems can better help people in precarious situations and not just study successful or privileged entrepreneurs.
Can you identify the key contribution of your paper that you believe will have the most impact on the field?
So I would highlight two main contributions. First, we introduced the concept of precarious entrepreneurial sub-ecosystem. We show that ecosystems are not homogeneous. In the same city, we could have different ecosystems, each having different goals, different objectives. So these different sub-ecosystems, they coexist together, each serving different populations and different missions. Second, we show that boundaries in ecosystems, because when we talk about entrepreneurial ecosystems, we talk about boundaries, and mostly boundaries are geographic. In that sense. And here, the spatial boundaries are not the only boundaries that matter. We also have social boundaries, we have institutional boundaries. So these different boundaries shape who gets to access the resources and support within these ecosystems. And when we talk about entrepreneurial ecosystems, and in that sense, here we have precarious entrepreneurial sub-ecosystems, it's not dedicated to like innovation and entrepreneurs who will introduce or innovate in a very important way. But we're talking about small, precarious entrepreneurs, most of them having firms just to survive and not just to, you know, have an innovation that will change the market in a sense. So these ecosystems are therefore built to support these precarious entrepreneurs. The goal here is to assist them, is to help them, is to give them the support that they need to start their business and grow their business. So here the ecosystem therefore tends to reduce, I would say, inequality or actively help reduce it in a way, because precarious entrepreneurs are often excluded from the traditional entrepreneurial ecosystem because the project that they come with are not innovative projects. So overall, the paper reframes entrepreneurial ecosystems as potential tools for social inclusion and not just engines for innovation and growth on a larger scale.
What was for you the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
So we had a lot of challenges. I would start with the biggest one. The biggest challenge that we encounter was to do justice of the complexity of reality without oversimplifying it. And when I say complexity, because it was complex in a sense that first, finding precarious entrepreneurs was not easy because they are often invisible. they are often difficult to reach. So access required time and trust, which we were able to build through microcredit organizations. So it's not like when with typical entrepreneurs where you can find them on LinkedIn and online and everything would be like easier. Here, it's often invisible. They're often invisible. So we were able to reach them through microcredit organizations because they give microcredit to individuals who are usually excluded from the traditional banking system. So they gave us the data that we need, and we were able to contact precarious entrepreneurs through them. The second challenge was from a theoretical perspective. And here the notion of complexity comes because we decided to use the complex adaptive systems theory. And it's very challenging to use it because so the complex adaptive systems theory, there's a lot of elements inside that we need to analyze and we need to develop and discuss. And it could be very challenging because the paper could feel sometimes that it's like, whoa, it's too many things, too much information. And it's not easy to put them in a like very smooth way, I would say. And since precarious entrepreneurs do not follow a linear path, because we have, for example, small changes that could lead to a huge effect. And when we talk about small change, it could be access to a microloan, because if they don't have access to microloan, they will not be able to start their business. So these small things that small entrepreneurs need, you know, would have disproportionate large effects on the ecosystem. And that is why we chose the CAST theory, the complex adaptive system theory. It is very powerful in a way, and it's very demanding, as I said before. So it forces you basically to move away from linear explanations and accept uncertainty, feedback loops, and unpredictability. So in a way, we believe that it's the right theory, but to be honest, it's quite complex to work with.
Let's talk about the research journey. Can you share something about this journey? Perhaps a turning point during data collection, a difficult decision you had to make about the research design, or even a moment of doubt?
So we were surprised by several things. First, and quite strikingly, even with a lot of support available, because we're talking again about developed countries. It's not, we're talking about developing countries where there's zero help. In developed countries, there's a lot of help available to precarious individuals. But precarious entrepreneurs still struggle to find help to navigate through the system and develop their business. So support exists, help exists, but access to it is not always easy. And coordination between the different ecosystem actors remain imperfect because even themselves, they don't know the different actors that exist within the ecosystem. And thus it will make it more difficult to know which actor could help better these individuals. So we need actually a map with all the actors that are clearly defined, the role of each, because it's when we talk about ecosystem, the actors play complementary roles. So it's important that they know which actor exists. And on the other hand, even with this support, even with this help, many precarious entrepreneurs do not end up with a sustainable business. And it's a very important point that building an ecosystem for precarious entrepreneurs doesn't mean that all precarious entrepreneurs would have a successful firm and thus they will survive and they will succeed. Because when we talk about entrepreneurial ecosystem or entrepreneurship in general, it's not just about gaining financial resources, but also they gain something very important and crucial for this entrepreneurial path, which is confidence, skills, networks, and a sense of legitimacy that a lot of them lost throughout the way. So several actors told us, even when the business fails, the person is rarely worse off than before. And this really forced us to rethink success. What does success mean in that sense? because entrepreneurship, as I said before, is not only about economic outcomes, it's also a social and psychological process. So there was also moments of doubts, especially when we realized how fragile some support organizations themselves are, because we found then and this was very also surprising to us, that some actors belonging to this entrepreneurial ecosystem are in precarious situations themselves. So it raised an uncomfortable but important question: who supports the supporters, especially if they are non-governmental organizations, because they need also the funding, the help, in order to be able to function.
If you could go back to the beginning of this project, knowing what you know now, what would you do differently, and what advice would you give to other scholars embarking on similar research?
So if I could go back, I would definitely conduct more interviews with precarious entrepreneurs themselves. Because we interviewed many actors in this ecosystem that belong to different fields, like microcredit institutions, incubators, public actors, coaches, which is great because it gave us a systemic view. But more interviews with precarious entrepreneurs would have allowed us to go deeper into their lived experiences, because perspectives of actors are not the same as the perspectives of precarious entrepreneurs. When we did interviews, most of the actors, they said that there was a lot of help, there's a lot of support. However, when we did interviews with precarious entrepreneurs, they did not agree fully on that. So there's a mismatch between what the actors said and what the entrepreneurs experience. So there's mostly this. If I would go back, I would definitely do this. And so there's another question concerning advice for other scholars. So I would say, do not forget entrepreneurs in developed countries. I think this is what I would say, because even if, you know, the country is developed, but it doesn't mean that precarity disappeared, unfortunately.
Thanks a lot, Clara, for participating to our show and for pulling back the curtain on your research process, on your article entitled Structure and Dynamics of Precarious Entrepreneurial Sub-Ecosystem in a Developed Country. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-erd.com and on the main podcast platform.
Thank you, Vincent, for having me today. And I hope that we'll have another chance to discuss more about this topic.